Belgian authorities say they have foiled a terror attack. A soldier shot and killed a suspect after a small explosion at a busy Brussels train station. Stefan Bos reports.
Police rushing to the Brussels central station as the Belgian capital is once again rocked by deadly violence. Soon after, authorities confirmed that a man, believed to be in his 30s, was in their words neutralized by soldiers immediately after the explosion there on Tuesday night. The male suspect was reportedly agitated, yelling about jihadists and then Allahu Akbar, Arabic for Allah is great, before blowing up something on a baggage trolley. Remy Bonnevy was among those witnessing the attack.
So I was getting from work on my way to home. I was waiting in the central hall when all of a sudden I can hear a very loud explosion. It was at that point that I started looking around, and then I saw something burning just in front of me. Then people started to run away, but then shortly after there was a second explosion, and then people really started to run away more in panic, and was then that I also could hear very rapid bangs, not sure what it was, but to me it sounded like gunshots, and then I went away to the Hilton because I thought that was the safest place to be.
The man lay still for several hours while a bomb squad checked whether he was armed with more explosives. No other explosives were found on his body, though several Belgian media had reported earlier that a suspect was wearing a bomb belt. Federal prosecutor Erik van der Siep told reporters that authorities are now investigating the terror attack.
About 8:30, there has been a small or there has been an explosion in a central station here in Brussels. The suspect has been neutralized by the military that were present at the scene immediately after the explosion. There were no other victims. This incident is considered as a terrorist attack.
Belgium has been on high alert since suicide bombers killed 32 people on the Brussels subway and at an airport in March 2016. There have been attacks in Paris and London in recent days, including the attack by a van driver who tried to run down worshippers outside a London mosque. In Brussels, extra police and soldiers in camouflage gear have become a common sight in crowded areas. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.